You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere?
I can't believe you're not familiar with Ruby, Veronica.
I know, I've never heard it.
It is this along with Lucille. Going to pause it for a second. Those are two of Kenny Rogers' whore opuses, as I like to call them.
Whore opuses.
He really likes singing him about a hoe. Between Ruby and Lucille, those are two dirty bitches.
Why?
You've heard Lucille, right?
No, I'll have to listen to the whole song.
I thought you were from the country, like Kid Rock Land in Michigan.
That's...
Don't you have to listen to that stuff by law?
We all do, for the most part, listen to country, but...
Why I, raised in Chocolate City, why am I teaching you about your people's music?
What's Chocolate City?
D.C.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, I hate when I say that word. I say it way too much.
You do. It's
especially
your verbal crutch.
On air.
It's your little Tiny Tim crutch. It's the
I
word.
I know.
It's Chocolate City. You've never heard that for D.C.?
No, I haven't, and I disagree with that.
No.
Definitely not.
Well, you need to listen to Chocolate City by George Clinton.
Oh, okay.
He will list several of the chocolate cities.
I think of Detroit as a chocolate city.
Detroit's a very chocolate city.
Yes.
I believe he lists Atlanta as a chocolate city as well.
Yes, I could see that.
And he makes mention of Chocolate City, the White House, and he says, but it won't be that way for long. And he's right.
Oh, boy.
Prophecy.
Are we really going here?
No, I just was throwing that lyric out there. I wanted to analyze Ruby with you. At the start of this glorious episode of Papa's Basement, I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Veronica Johnson. Been a long time.
It has.
How are you?
I'm fabulous.
You're looking good.
Thank you.
You're looking shapely and all dressed up and stuff like that.
Well, thank you.
You want to listen to this episode? Of course you do. I like how I said that with a question. It's like, do you want to listen to this? Yes, you do. You want to hear this episode over again, and you want to hear all the other episodes. There's a ton of them at this point, probably like 250, something like that.
Oh, there has to be more than that.
No, you're right, because we've been crapping them out two a week. So it's probably like 350 at this point. God, it's a lot of wasted time. Did I say that aloud?
I never think of my time here as wasted.
Nor mine, nor me. One of those two, whichever's appropriate. I like my time here. That's what I was tiptoeing around. You go to inpapasbasement.com. That's going to have this episode. It's going to have the one that will broadcast. We do one Monday. We do one Thursday. That's what I'm trying to get out there.
When did Thursday start happening?
It's been that way for a while.
Why don't you tell me these things?
Whenever we did two episodes at once, I would just break them apart. You never realized that?
No.
And then one would go on Monday and one would go on Thursday. That's why we would wrap one up and then play the intro music to the other.
We've never done that.
We've never gone into the brown person studio next door and recorded a second episode after this one?
No, not you and I.
Oh, we need to start doing that. I feel, wow, you've caught me in my infidelities with the other woman.
You are cheating. You're
a bastard. I feel like you found her earrings.
Oh, I've found earrings before. It wasn't fun, let me tell you.
Oh, my lordy.
Pretty sure he's still steaming after that one.
Why would he be steaming? Because he's like, why did you bitch at me for cheating on you? I would be pissed too. It'd be like, if you're not going to join, just drop the damn subject. So you want to get a hold of us. Like I said, inpapasbasement.com has two episodes a week of this glorious show. How could you say no? Also a bit of my writing, which I put up when I want to. Honestly, I've knocked that off a bit because it doesn't get traffic. It doesn't get traffic like this radio show does, so let the show do the talking. If I'm so moved to write, I'll do it. Otherwise, I just want to play my Wii at 11 a.m. when I roll out of bed.
God, you're one of those.
Can you blame a man?
Can you blame
a man who's got the world by the peaches for just wanting to live a little? You want to get a hold of me on Twitter? I am at Papa's Basement. Veronica over here, not so big on the Twitter.
I do not tweet.
But you can go to my Facebook or just facebook.com/Papa's Basement. That's the show's website. And you can figure out who Veronica is and then add
I'm sure
friend.
There are many Veronicas on your friends list.
Nah, you can stalk her pretty easily. And then just send her pictures.
No.
Of body parts.
Please don't
because
do that anymore.
Women are wired exactly like men. And the way that you are just... Your heart is sent palpitating when a girl just sends a random picture of her jugs. That's how women are when you're just like, here's just a little bit of my ass.
Actually, no.
Here's half
Please
of the
don't
scrope.
Ever send me a picture of your ass.
Have I ever?
That would be disturbing.
I have not.
Your brother can totally send pictures of his abs, though.
Oh, really?
Will's got some abs.
Dreamy.
He does have dreamy abs.
I took a little sippy sip
of water.
Oh,
my gosh. My nephew does it after every sip.
Little.
It's so cute.
The Lumberg. It gets old real fast. We can get back to Ruby.
Okay.
Just for some reason, I had this song on the brain. It's not like I heard it coming in, but it is. I'm going to put it out there. Ruby, the most depressing song ever.
I can't agree.
No,
I've never heard
familiarity
it.
With it.
No, I've never heard it.
All right. So far, in the course of Ruby, he's talking about the fact that Ruby's putting on her lipstick as she's done 100 times before. You're like, okay, what? Nothing depressing so far, right?
No.
Let's keep going back. Play a little more. Sadly, it's not going to loop back as much as I'd want. Let me do that manually. Let's act like we're professionals. That I have some audio equipment worth a goddamn.
Going out somewhere.
Putting on her lips, going somewhere.
The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down.
It's getting late for that whore Ruby. Ain't it, Kenny? Here it comes.
Don't take your love to town.
Oh no, he's sitting around like a cuck while his whore wife Ruby takes her love to town. That's only the beginning. We're gonna milk
Are
this
we
bit
really
for
gonna play the whole song and analyze the whole song?
We don't have to. I'm gonna break down the lyrics for you. I listened to it twice before you got in.
Okay, break down the lyrics.
Break down the lyrics.
Yes. I want to know why you keep calling her a whore.
I'll tell you what Ruby does.
Putting on some lipstick.
Ruby is married to a man who got his legs screwed up in Nam. He's in a chair, and he can't bang her anymore.
Okay.
So Ruby takes her donut to town to get plowed out.
Wouldn't you want your wife to do the same?
Absolutely not. I would want her to elect to get her nerves severed as well so that we could be together.
John.
Or
That's
she
sick.
Could have herself put down and donate her spinal
You'd
column
rather,
to me.
You'd rather? Oh, my. Okay, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So put yourself
if
in
she
her
wanted
position.
To give me her spine and then live as one of those Futurama heads in a jar, also acceptable, as long as I could cheat on her.
I wish people could see my face right now.
You've got your eyes rolled like
into the back of my head.
Like a Virgin Mary staring
You're
up at her
child.
You're
telling me that if you were Ruby, you wouldn't be doing the same thing?
Okay, so I'm married. By the way, the song continues. He's like, stop cheating on me because I've heard the doctors. I don't even have that long to live. Can you just keep your legs crossed for the 18 months I've still got on this earth?
Okay, well, that I can see.
And then he says at the
But a girl's
end,
got needs.
If I could walk, I would kill this bitch. If she didn't keep the shotgun on the top shelf, Ruby would be pushing up daisies. But she does, so
he
I can't do anything
disturbed.
About it.
She's just trying to get hers.
Oh, Ruby's a slut.
Why do you love this song so much? Like, what is it?
Oh,
about?
Listen to that rhythm. It's got that Tennessee 2, I believe, is the sound. The Johnny Cash kind of. Here.
Yeah.
You could sing the most depressing crap to it. That crazy Asian war. Kenny didn't start it.
But I was proud to go.
So what made you think of this song?
I was
Pretty
listening. No, it wasn't. I listened to the Sirius Country Station a lot on the way in because it's the Joe Rogan podcast, which I'm not huge on for whatever reason. I should be, I know, but I'm not. I typically listen to the Opie and Anthony station, The Virus.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not broadcasting either them or Ron and Fez, I go to the Outlaw station. Or Willie's Roadhouse. I'm sorry. Not out.
I don't listen to any of this anymore.
This is all I listen to. This. I listen to Backspin, the hip hop station for black males in their early 40s.
Is that the demographic?
Yes, it is. It's a lot of
Run DMC.
A lot of King of Rock. Yeah. It's tricky. Things of that nature. Maybe we bring it current a little bit with Biggie. Nothing past 93. That's why I like my Backspin. And the metal station and the hard rock station, Boneyard. Those are kind of my four things.
I remember Boneyard.
Yes. So what were you saying about if I would want my wife to cheat on me if I were a cripple?
No, I'm saying if the situation was reversed and it was your wife who was a crippled and you couldn't have sex with her, wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I bang my crippled wife? Like, I don't even get why he can't bang Ruby. She'd have to be on top all the time. I get that. But I thought cripples still got rods.
No, I think that totally depends on how you're paralyzed. Would you just answer the phone?
No, it's Will. Yes. And last time he was dropping F-bombs left and right on the goddamn show.
He
and
just
I can't
wants
have it
to
again.
Comment on me saying that his abs are great.
Yeah, okay. What up, feedback?
God damn it. You already busted me.
Yes.
I was going to heavy breathe and then make this disgusting comment.
All right. Send it to her via phone.
Oh. No, I just meant like in general.
Oh, okay. All right. I will let you go, sir.
All right. Tell her I'm going to text her pictures of my mule.
Ew, no. Just your abs.
No. Mule pics. Abs and mule.
Ugh. No.
All right, we'll see what I can dig up.
Later.
Bye, Will.
What, everyone's got a few tasteful mule pics.
I don't even know what you're talking about when you say mule.
Mule, your hog, your inches, your splitter.
Oh, my God.
Why can't you talk classy like us? So back to Ruby. Stop checking your phone. He's not going to send them right now, you piglet. Behave yourself. Got 40 minutes on air, and then you can walk out. So if my wife were a cripple.
Yes.
Would I want to? I'd bang my crippled
wife.
No.
Let's say she can't. Physically unable. Can't do it. There is no way around it. You cannot have
She
sex
wouldn't
with
be
her.
As articulate as Kenny the Cripple in that song then, because that sounds like a cogent dude. That's not someone singing from his iron lung, like he can't even move.
No, I'm thinking he can't.
Really? He's just sitting there like Alien Autopsy.
Yes.
Just out of it. I mean,
yeah, like neck down, can't
do anything.
So
this is all in his head, like Johnny's got a gun. Well, I mean, if...
You would so go out and do it. Don't even lie.
Well, yeah, I mean, for the first couple of weeks,
you
squeeze her jugs. Because I don't picture Ruby that way. I picture him just a bad spine. He's Tom, what's his face, on Born on the 4th of July, Tom Cruise. That's how I picture the man in Ruby.
No, I disagree.
And he's just wheeling around with his little limpy, and he can't do that much, but he's still got a working face. She could do that. Not like they didn't have toys in the 70s. They were probably crappy and whittled out of balsa wood. But
sometimes you just need the real thing.
I don't know.
Like, there is no substitute.
Like, if I had a wife and she was crippled, and for some reason that caused it to just seal up down there like a cavefish's eye, but she could still use her mouth, I don't know.
Yes, you would. Don't even lie. You know you would.
I don't. Why would I exactly? I go without it all
because
the time.
Because you're a whore?
No, I just go without
yes,
it all
are.
The time and just pound off to the damn computer.
What if
anyhow?
She doesn't like that? She doesn't want to do it.
Oh, then we'd have a problem.
You'd go get it from somewhere else. Don't even lie.
Then I'd put the little LoJack or whatever on her damn
oh my God,
her wheelchair wheels. Keep her from rolling up on
just
me.
Just say that.
Whatever. You know, not the LoJack. That stupid crowbar that goes across the wheel of your car. How does that keep it from getting stolen, by the way? How?
I don't know. They gotta work, though.
Yeah. Anyhow, I jam one of those in her spokes. Or maybe just put a broom through them.
You are so wrong.
Just
and
leave
then,
her there.
And then you would go have sex with somebody else.
No,
so
I would
just
look at the damn
right.
computer.
Oh, please.
She could still use the mouth. It's still more than I'm getting now.
What if she can't? What if she's just... Can't do it.
Then I'd have
Won't
to take her
it.
To one of those advanced European countries where people can elect to kill themselves.
John.
Like Belgium. Belgium, they'd put her down right.
You are so wrong.
No, she'd want to die. Are. It would eat her up inside. She couldn't please her husband.
Are you kidding me?
She wouldn't want to live in a world like that.
He doesn't feel like that.
He wants to put the bitch in the ground. I'm a little more advanced than that. I would just want to kill her.
You're a horrible person.
I would want to go
burn
on.
In hell. There's a special place in hell for you.
I would want to seek pleasure in her name. I would show her picture to everyone I plowed before I plowed them.
This is my wife.
Yeah.
This is who I'm pretending you are right now.
She is going to be looking down. My little angel is going to be watching us.
That's sick.
So make it a good one.
You're sick. You have problems.
Handle like this stack overflow.
Major problems.
Let the steam out of this kettle. Because it's been a while.
Ugh, I'm done with you.
Love you, baby. And then I would do the kiss your two fingers and do the peace sign up to the heavens. I'd go.
Right before you start.
Yeah. Like Ray Lewis saluting that person he killed. I would do that every time right after I came and before.
Oh, God.
just to make sure she saw it. Busy in crippled heaven.
You are so wrong.
How you been? How you been, buddy?
I've been good.
You're tired like me?
I just went to the gym.
Is that why you're tired?
I'm a little tired.
Gym doesn't tire me out, just lack of sleep does.
I did a ton of arms today.
How does arms tire you out? The arm is not a big thing.
I don't know.
Squats tire me out. Running tires me out.
Well, I did cardio too.
Okay, I can see that. Cardio. I'm tired because my cats woke me up after about 4.5 hours
of
sleep. My little kittens who aren't so kitteny anymore.
I miss little T.
And they don't wash their asses that well. So it's like smelling salts. They just kind of walk and do circles in front of my face and waft it.
Do they lay on your neck, like around your neck?
Yeah, the girl does. The boy will sit next to me. The girl will actually go on my neck, and it feels like I'm a prostitute about to get murdered. I don't like that so much.
You don't like being choked?
No, I like doing it. And I can now see why women get a little freaked once in a blue moon. 3 out of 4 will respond very positively to that. And then the 1 out of 4 will never let you live it down.
Really?
They'll be like, I thought you were going to rape me. It's like you were already in the middle of consenting. How could it become rape?
I hope every ex-boyfriend I have ends up with a girl like that.
They're boring. They're very boring. Anytime you go to choke a girl, she's like, what are you doing? It's like, I thought I was making love properly, but all right.
Okay, no. There's a difference between making love and...
Yeah, I want to do one of these things.
There's a big difference.
I'm interested in the other.
Obviously.
Making love is like slowly jerking it using someone else's
body.
There
has to be a balance. You have to alternate or...
Like 1 out of 5 times just to shut her up.
You got to do both.
One
every
so often.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, just so you can be like, remember that time I did it and I didn't call you a whore? She's like, yeah, that was adorable.
Okay, calling...
In a good way.
No.
In a good way.
No, that's never okay. That is never okay.
Agree to disagree.
No, I win. That's just horribly wrong.
Slut?
You shouldn't do it.
In
no.
the heat of moment?
No.
As no. in you like that, you dirty little?
No.
Oh, I thought we were simpatico. I thought we were on the same page.
No, I'm not cool with being called a whore.
In the same school of
I don't care
doing
what's
it
happening.
Right, doing it well.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm sleepy. I'm going to go home and nap.
I think I am too. We're going out tonight, remember? You have to take a nap.
Really? Can I?
Yes.
Can I go out and watch you and your friends text other people they want to bang and then go home and jerk off?
Hey.
After paying for 15 or 20 bucks worth of booze because I drink Miller Lite because
I'm
cheap?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm describing every evening we've ever had on the town together. It's great.
Oh, whatever.
I get to see you go out and pine for someone who's not there.
Oh, my God.
This is every girl
crap.
Out on the town these days, by the way. I'm not describing anything wild or out
you
there.
You come out and I will not touch my phone. I will make you a deal.
Really?
Yes.
If you touch it, I get to chop off your hand.
Only if...
Like a Bangladeshi
if
thief.
If one person in particular, I'm allowed to respond to him.
Oh, really?
Else.
Oh, really? Already a qualifier.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes,
you lose the hand... And when the stump is healing up, I get to put in a little Q-tip
That's
so you
disgusting.
Can type with it still.
You are so gross.
So
okay,
you just get the
fine.
Rounded nub and a little tap, tap, tap.
Fine. No qualifiers. If you come out.
I'm not going to do it because then you're just going to the whole night be like, I can't believe I have to do this. And then you'll have a couple drinks and then you'll be like, I'm drunk. It doesn't matter.
No, I would just sneak into the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Where'd Veronica go?
She's been taking a 45-minute deuce. What did she eat?
Oh, my God. See, and that's why I never would, because you would think that.
Why wouldn't I? What else would you... If you're disappearing alone...
You are impossible.
It's not like you're meeting Manolo to get banged out. You're just going there, and I don't know what you're up to. I would assume crapping. Girls do it.
Oh
I've heard
God.
Rumors.
You've heard rumors.
I have heard things.
That's all they are. Rumors.
Whispers in the wind.
Rumors.
Of what comes out of that behind when it's not in the bedroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I want a nap. That's it.
Yes, you need a nap.
Because I was up late. I was up late watching, I think
porn.
It's called Must Win. No, not porn. I've really cut down on the porn. It's very weird.
What?
I'm in a strange place right now. I'm kind of happy, and it's resulted in a lot less porn.
Really?
Yeah. Like, just about 10 minutes a day,
Who
15 minutes a day
with?
To get it done with.
Oh, my God. You still watch it every single day.
I mean,
every day you watch it.
Okay, all right. That's like Elvis, fat Elvis near the end saying, I'm down to 2,500 calories a day.
Oh my God.
And only 3 dexedrines. Like, it's a big decrease from where it was. It's not like the 2 hours a day.
2 hours of porn
I liked
day.
It. I
Two
like naked
hours.
Broads. They make me happy. Yeah.
2 hours.
A couple of 1 hour pops a day.
That's a problem.
No.
Yeah.
It's a problem if it's little kids, and it's not. It's all adults.
No, John. 2 hours a day is a problem. Every day.
Well,
it's
in the rear view. Now it's down to like 10 or 15 minutes. Just get it done. The same way you take a shower in the morning.
Why don't you try using your imagination?
What am I, 8? I'm going to sit in an empty box and pretend it's a space shuttle? I've got things to take care of it. I don't need my imagination anymore.
Oh, my God.
I can look at real pictures.
Real girls.
Yeah, and I don't like to think.
You've tried calling those numbers, haven't you?
Which numbers? Like the jerk lines?
Like the advertisements.
Hell no. No, I call exes and stuff like that. No, I'm cheap.
Bang,
you don't know
girls.
Me.
Girls. Today, just call.
If they were free, maybe. If they were free, maybe. Even then, I'd know they were sows. I never have.
You don't know that.
I'd never call. It's so... I wouldn't pay for sex, much less, like, a phone call.
So you've never taken a girl out on a date?
That's not paying for...
Isn't that the same thing?
Well, I mean, if we want to walk down that road, I thought that's a show we could do with Will for the trillionth time.
Oh, God. Yeah, we could.
Well, yeah, or my friend Tony. Many people who just believe that taking a woman on a date is prostitution. It would be if you're guaranteed sex. I look at it as gambling. You might win.
I think that's fair.
And honestly, if it's early in the game, you're not going to bang them. It's just laying the groundwork. It's like first putting your troops in the transport and sending them overseas and thinking that wins the war. You're jumping the gun a couple steps.
It's playing the penny slot.
But I was watching Penny Slots. Is that what you think of yourself?
No.
You're that cheap a payout?
No, I was thinking of somebody else. Sorry.
Who? Who's your slut friend that costs only pennies?
I'm not. Dude, no.
Sign her name.
I'm not. No, I'm not going there. I'm not talking about anybody in particular.
The audience.
Stop it.
We can blow that secret.
Stop
you and I both fluent in American Sign.
Stop
throughout
it.
The entire show.
No, because with
we
look my
like
luck,
that Spanish broad next to Governor Christie. Just
bull. With my luck, the webcam is on.
It's not. Here.
I don't believe you. You told me that it was off for like months, and then I found out that it was on.
Yeah, because people want to stare at your tits, but I haven't gotten it working in like 6 weeks.
Really?
Easily 6 weeks.
You're horrible.
What?
You're a horrible person.
It wasn't my request. I was just putting something out there
who,
that met a need.
And who was the caller that kept calling in?
I don't know. I have my theories, Squire.
I was just going to say, was it Squire?
Yeah, which is fine. I don't care. Show a little leg if he comes
it's
in.
It's like Grandpa. He's cool.
I love Squire. He's great. Squire is one of the few people on the station who's good behind a microphone.
Yeah.
I wish like Squire were my lead-in.
Oh my God!
Instead
can
of
talk
someone
about
else,
how painful that is! It's like 2 seconds. Just add water. It
goes a long
rage.
Way. Goes a long
oh
way.
Oh my God!
A couple of moments of
that's painful. It's painful.
Susanna
like,
Bartholomew.
It just makes me angry.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even like checking levels. It
no,
makes me that angry
because it's piped in.
Oh, I'll bet you it's Squire.
I hope so. Caller.
Hey, webcam's not on, and 2 hours. Oh, my God, dude. 15 minutes, and then Sports Center. Jesus. Work on that, will you?
All right, thanks,
man.
That's
babe. All I got to say. Webcam's not on. I just checked it.
All right, later.
Bye-bye.
See you, relax.
Who was that?
I don't know. We have listeners. We have actual listeners. It might blow your mind. It happens every so often. We
oh
don't give
gosh.
Away the address or, I'm sorry, the phone number. They find it.
Huh. Interesting.
And yeah, he's right. I've moved on. Like I said, it is 10 or 15 minutes now, and I have been DVRing PTI.
So, I can't believe you admitted 2 hours.
There's nothing.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah, I know, but it's a fun activity.
Oh
there's people
God.
That drink every night. I don't know
now
what to
I've
say.
I've got that in my head, and I don't want that visual.
Why? It's not like I said it was to you or outside your window. Just what I do.
Yeah, it is. I know it is. You've told me before.
Really? I've never gotten good pictures from you or anything. And since
I know, because I don't send pictures.
Since I don't
and can
use
I just
my
put
imagination.
It out there? Stop asking. Like, seriously?
Oh, pictures are great.
If a girl is sending you pictures, she's a whore.
What?
Like, let's just throw that out there.
What?
Yes.
No, she's just
yes.
part of the
unless
times.
Unless she is your girlfriend, she's a whore who doesn't value herself.
I won't let you talk that way about so many women in my life.
Yes, I will.
Watch your damn tongue. They are
like,
not
whores. Oh my God, my entire friends list.
They just want to show off. They got something they want to show off, and God bless them. That's disgusting and trashy. I don't see it as that trashy.
Unless it's your boyfriend, no. Or your husband, no.
That is not okay.
Yes. That is not okay. That is tacky. I don't think it's tacky. And you know what? If they end up on the internet,
I never do that.
Damn bad.
That is one of those things I'm so respectful of. Even the people who have wronged me grossly, I'm just like, I can't do that to them. Everything is on an external hard drive.
Well, not all guys
are
that cool.
Happily.
But
I know.
You save them, don't you? You save them. You have every last one. Exactly.
Every last one. And it's great because then they move on from me and it's like the next guy's getting them. And it's like, hey, can I get those pictures?
That's so tacky. Would you really want a picture that this chick has sent to like 15
what
other
was
guys?
That?
That's your brother's abs. Yes, I know. I totally have double standards and it's totally okay for them to send them to me.
Oh, Lordy. I hope I have five different sets
of
racks.
Oh, my God! Will! Will!
Were you sent something other than abs, Veronica?
Oh, my God.
What did you get? I'm confused as to what could elicit such a response out of you, Veronica. Your face is beet red. And you're laughing, and you dropped an F-bomb, but I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. And my brother's calling now. Hello.
Yeah, you ever watch 15 minutes of SportsCenter and go out and club a mooly?
Oh, my God.
What happened? I'm confused. Was that a picture of the kittens following his abs?
Yes.
They are adorable, but why were you blushing?
I don't want to touch my phone.
Should I look and try to get you past it? Would it be anything I wouldn't want to see?
If you want to see your brother like that.
No, I don't.
By all means.
No.
Oh, my God.
I dislike it enough when we both march around the house in our underwear.
OMG. Yes, I just said that.
Well, then. Well, then.
Oh, my.
You all right?
I'm fine. I still think girls who do that are whores.
Ready to soldier on, Kyle Reese?
Yes.
Okay. We can do it. We've got 30 minutes. Not
Oy.
Even. Maybe 25. I think you can do it. We're past the halfway hump.
We're good.
I think so.
You always make
it
seem
great.
Like it's painful.
Oh, it's not painful. Ever since I started taking that, was it Samey or Same or whatever it's called at Costco?
What's that?
It's like it advertises itself as an antidepressant / joint medication.
Oh, my.
You know it has to work if it does two things at once.
Everything's good for you, huh?
Yeah, it's not so bad.
When did you start taking that?
2.5 months ago.
What is up with your shirt?
I got it as a gift. And if you don't like the cat that says, check me out, you can start singing a different tune in a different studio. Because I like check me out.
I didn't get that it said me out.
It says, check me out. And it's a cat in sunglasses. Do you get it now?
Yeah, I get it.
It's a joke that works on a couple levels. But
that's funny.
I like it. I like that one a lot. I was up late watching, God damn it, what was it called? Paul Giamatti wrestling movie, Must Win.
Mm-hmm.
One of those dramedies. They're my kryptonite. Those damn white person dramedies. They're almost always on Fox Searchlight.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like them? Do you know what I'm talking about? Kind of deep stuff, almost like Juno. They always start with like soft, strummed, like Jack White music.
I do like Juno. Yeah, kind of like Silver Linings Playbook.
Yes, that
like
would be a perfect example. And yeah. I believe it's probably Searchlight or Miramax or something like that.
Yeah, I do want to see that, though. I haven't seen that
yet. I can't get enough of that crap. Like, they are, to me,
really?
What Madea is to black women.
I'm surprised by that. I would have never thought in a million years you were into that kind of stuff.
Why?
I don't know.
It's cerebral.
Because
it's kind of funny.
Well,
a little heartfelt. A little tugging at the heartstrings.
It shouldn't surprise me. You are smarter than your average Joe, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess it doesn't surprise me.
Got to do something when I'm not tugging it like a stubborn turnip.
Ugh. When you've tugged it raw.
Got to fit something into the other 22.
Oh, my God. You are so wrong.
I love that crap. I just got HBO Go back, and I was watching that on my phone, lying on my back in bed. It's a wonder I'm in this shape. HBO Go on the phone is not right. Like, no human should have that. I'm lying in bed. I have to take a piss middle of the night. I watch the movie while taking the piss. I take it in the crapper with me.
Seriously?
Yeah, I put it down on the sink, wash my hands while watching the movie. Bet you didn't expect that step, did you? Just admit it. I'm sanitary. Then I walk back and I continue watching it.
I'm surprised by that.
Sometimes I watch movies
in
the car.
You watch movies on your phone in your house?
Yeah. Because I've shut the computer down for the night, so that's my good night movie.
You know they can play those on TVs.
I don't like the interface. I have Verizon Fios. It's a very crappy interface compared to the HBO Go.
Get a DVD player.
No, this isn't 2004.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
I want them on demand. I don't want to buy a DVD.
You're a little ridiculous.
Why? No one wants the damn actual physical media anymore.
Yeah,
no one.
I do. I still buy CDs. I totally prefer to have the CD.
Well, then. So
yes, I know. Don't. I am.
You don't send nude pics, and you do buy CDs.
I didn't say that I don't send them.
Do
I just don't send them to
not
everybody.
Not send them because you're not aware the technology exists?
John, did you just hear what I said?
Cameras exist in phones now.
Yes, and I do.
You don't
actually
have to go
have
to the
pictures.
Best Buy.
I'm just not going to send them to you.
And buy a $300 one megapixel Canon.
Did you know that if it wasn't for my brother buying me a flat screen TV, I would probably still have the big ginormous
one of those ugly ones? Women and flat screens make me cry.
Why?
Because
no,
half
pretty.
The time, you guys will just take the coax cable and jam it in. And it's just a mushed, standard def feed a beautiful 1080p screen. And
I think mine's 1020. Is that an option?
It's like seeing a Ferrari not leave first gear and just hearing you go, and riding the clutch.
What are they supposed to be plugged into?
You're supposed to put in a cable box and then get the nice HDMI output that goes right in.
Why?
Because it looks so much
better.
Because
it looks
that's what
the
it's there
same.
For.
It looks the same, John.
It's like dating Kate Upton and then getting her just baked cookies or something. Get a fat woman to do that. Bang Kate Upton. Bang her hard. Bang those things until they give her black eyes.
You're so wrong. It's the same picture.
It's not.
It really
it's
is.
Really not. Do you it have really macular is. Degeneration? It's so different. Do you have a dead man's corneas? It's so very different. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. You're just
come on,
exhausting.
Hang with me. 20 minutes.
I'm
20
good.
Minutes. We're there. You don't seem
I'm good.
Good. You seem like you're being poked and prodded.
That picture was a little jarring.
That was a pick-me-up.
I was not expecting that.
You didn't want to see my brother's dong? Who doesn't want to see Will's dong?
I didn't
dong?
Expect just a, that.
Just a cheery thing. Just a happy little lamprey saying hello.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
Shall we get to the news segment? You
yes.
excel at this because you want to offer nothing from your private life, and that's fine.
Never, ever,
that's
never,
fine.
Ever.
No one can keep track of all your paramours anyhow.
Never, ever,
it's
never.
Okay. You know,
it's been a year, and the same one is, well, he's not around anymore, technically, but.
What?
The same one, still kind of around.
Like you're still banging the
no.
same person?
No.
They're still sniffing around?
Okay, I'm not even going to talk anymore about it. Never
mind. Well, no, I'm curious.
Nope, never mind.
You mentioned the same one.
Stop. From a year ago.
Okay, so someone you were dating last year that we mentioned on air, if
no.
I recall.
No, new subject. Go to the news.
Oh, stop
I'm
cleaning
not,
up like your hymen's intact.
Not,
come on.
Oh, my God. Really?
Just share a little
really?
Bit.
Really? No, I don't want to share. Come on. You know me. Start the news.
This is just human conversation.
John.
I'm not asking for names and social security numbers. What do you mean he's still sniffing around? He misses getting with you?
No. I'm not talking about it.
There are words to convey things.
Nope.
What's it like? What's it like to be so damn important that you can't share with my friends and I? Me and my friends, as it were. Don't stare at me like that. Wipe that smug bitch expression off.
Start the news, Jen.
Okay.
Maybe in a month I'll talk about it. We'll see.
Oh, I wouldn't hold my breath. I won't
that
hold it.
Mean.
Why?
Hey, I talked about Chuck. Remember? That was
I can't
funny.
Keep track. I can't keep track of the endless stream of G.I. Joes
it's
you screw.
It's not the endless stream of G.I. Joes. I have not.
It's always
to...
which sandy blonde hair or light brown, 6 foot two,
I like
blue
the
eyes.
Dark haired boys. You know this.
Oh, with the light eyes.
Yeah.
To you, that's like interracial dating. That's like
dating
me
a
saying.
Blonde
I
is like that.
Banged like a black Hispanic chick. That's my wheelhouse. I want one of those when I get off air.
Oh, my God.
Bring me that. I used to fool around with one. She had a really flat ass. How does that happen?
Yeah.
She was half black, half Mexican, had an ass like a board. Huge jugs. Huge jugs. Those were. I miss those. Not her, but those. The back door was.
Not her, but her boots.
She was an awful human being.
Really?
She was awful. Awful.
What made her awful?
Well, she started turning tricks at the end.
Oh.
And she used to screw one of the Bang Brothers when she lived in Florida for
one
a time.
One of the who?
One of the Bang Bros.
Who's the Bang Bros?
Bangbros.com. You don't need to pretend you don't know. And she's just a bad person. But wow, what tits.
She was banging one of those guys?
Yeah.
Like videotaped? Like getting videotaped?
No, like she was the off-camera squeeze of a porn star.
Oh, gross.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wrong.
I miss those, though.
Oh, my God. You are so wrong.
So
you
big.
Need to find yourself a good little...
They were so big. They were like your head size.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. They were good. The ass was bad, but they were good.
You need to go to Greece.
It was quite the conundrum. I liked Greek women when I was there. They were very pretty. Not at all like these fat American pigs. They're all very thin. Very, very thin. Just by default.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What is it that keeps them thin? The way they eat over there?
I guess so.
Because Americans
I don't
eat
really.
Crap.
And they're out like all the time. Like they're out till 4 a.m, sleep till noon. And then wake up. There's no gym. It's just kind of like drinking ouzo and smoking and then eating a salad a day. But they're all like 5'3", 95 pounds. Big, proportionately so.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the previous black Mexican girl I was talking about. There was nothing proportionate about her build. She looked like me making a drawing that I would jerk off to. I miss those.
So we were going to talk about the news.
Yeah, we were. We're going to again. I'm back on.
Okay.
You snapped me right out of it.
Sorry. I had to get you out of it.
It's okay.
You were starting to get that
happy
glazed look.
They were nice. They were nice.
I just didn't want you doing anything weird.
Yes, because I'm a monkey.
You
so I'm
going to
masturbate in
Come
public
on,
like
totally
a fiend.
You totally are.
I can save it for the home.
Whatever. For the home.
Or the car.
Save it until I get in my car.
Or the bathroom.
And then I'll watch Bang Bros.
Yes, on my phone. Just like I do HBO Go. Are you happy? All my secrets revealed. Put the damn phone down. You were supposed to reply to that. And instead, I was just flapping in the wind because you're grinning and laughing at your phone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Down, now.
No.
Yes.
I'm texting your brother. It's
It'll
like,
be 15 minutes.
It's like texting the show.
No, it's not.
Yes.
You little ADD
I'm
monkey.
I'm interacting with the
15
show.
15 minutes. You're interacting with Will at home. Very different.
Whatever.
Django Unchained. They somehow made a series of action figures for Django. They're probably those very high-end action figures that they've been making for adults for like 10 or 15 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Really?
I do.
You're not going to play Too Cool for School?
No, I've seen them.
And they're how much? They're like 20 or 30 bucks or something,
yeah.
Right? It's something ridiculous. And then I guess the whole thing is to leave them in their packaging because they're worth more.
That's
so you buy a box to stare at it.
Yeah.
People I would
do
just,
that with Barbies all the time.
I would buy a high-end printer and just run off a picture and then leave that on the wall. It's the same goddamn effect. Who really needs them? But they've made Django action figures,
mm-hmm.
and they got shut down. The,
Aren't people
the run.
Flipping out because they made action figures of slaves? Isn't that the issue?
Yeah, and... I don't really get why it's a big deal because it's not like they're doing slavey things. It's not like the Leonardo DiCaprio figure comes with a whip to
yeah.
put around the Samuel L. Jackson figure. It's not like they use the language from the movie on the boxes to my knowledge.
Yeah.
It's not like, check out Django's powerful N-bomb grip to
I don't
choke
know, maybe,
a white man.
Maybe because it's in a way... idolizing that
well they shut it down
by...
fast people were putting them on eBay mm-hmm. to make like $200 a pop on these little bastards apparently and eBay's now yanked them and
wow.
I really don't get it. I'm looking at the figures right now. They're very nice. They have
yeah but I think
they have on some smart little outfits.
I think it's because it's in a way it's idolizing that and
there you go
we shouldn't be
Nothing's
idolizing
it.
I don't know. I can't relate to that. I don't know. I'm not going to.
What, you've never owned
that.
A black person?
No. So
neither have I.
And I've never
I
been
relate.
Owned. So
I don't get why they've been shut down. A lot of money went into making these little crappers, obviously.
Did the actor sign off and say it was okay?
I don't know. Maybe, probably. To use their likeness,
to,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the Samuel L. Jackson doll.
And
that
looks
like him. That's scowling Steven, all right.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's a little insane. They got shut down, though. Especially that eBay's not... Can't you sell guns on eBay?
I don't know. What's the argument, though? What's the argument for them being taken down?
They just found them offensive. Just blanketly offensive. Just kind of thrown it out there like, oh, these are not right. I want to know what isn't right exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm indifferent.
Yeah, they're just standing there in their old-timey clothes. Django's in a regular outfit, like a cowboy outfit.
Why does this particular movie need action figures?
They make them for anything now.
No,
they made Silver Linings Playbook action figures.
What?
No, they didn't.
Okay,
didn't buy
see...
that.
But Avengers, I get. This movie, I don't quite understand.
Oh,
why.
I get it, because the people into Quentin Tarantino, there's a subsection of guys who are like,
do they have
way
Kill
into
Bill
his crap.
Action figures?
Oh, I'm sure. There have to be Uma Thurman and Bill action figures. Are you kidding me? Hmm. And that one-eyed bitch from Splash who has
Whoa.
The missing finger.
Anger.
What?
That was
she didn't
awesome.
Wrong me. I just threw about bitch because I couldn't remember Daryl Hannah for a second. She only has nine fingers, by the way.
Wow.
Check out her hands in a movie sometime.
John.
What? Oh, are you a little flustered? You a little worked up? Maybe I'll send you a junk picture.
Oh, my God, no.
Complete your day.
Y'all are just crazy. I really want Fuddruckers. We should go.
I'm going to go and sleep. I've said that five times
yes,
on air.
Yes, because you're coming out tonight.
No. I'll
yes,
be playing
you
the
are.
Last story on the Wii.
No, you're not. I already told Doug I would get you to come out. You have to come out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You could get me to come out. You don't want to pay the price.
No, I won't pay that price, but you should still come out.
No.
Yes, I'm going to have Doug blow up your phone all night long.
No.
Me and Doug, that's what we're going to do. We're going to text your
My
phone.
My business is dead, so I'll just shut off the phone. I don't need to leave it on anymore.
You're coming out. End of story.
I'll play along for 10 minutes, so I can get 10 more minutes of show out of you, and
you
then
know
we're
you're
free.
You're going to come out.
Oh, never. I'm not. You know that I'm cheap, and I don't get laid in bars.
If you would get over your social anxiety, maybe you could. All you have to do is talk to people.
Oh,
they don't bite. I promise.
I don't like a lot
what's
of people.
The worst, what's the worst that a girl could say to you at a bar?
Nothing. I usually do pretty well if I actually try.
So then come out.
But it's the things I have to say, like, let's go back to my mom's to bang and things like that. See, that I don't care to say so much.
So why don't you try to actually be in a relationship?
I was. It ended.
So
why you got to dig up them
do
bones?
Do it again.
No.
Try it again.
I want to get the hell out of here. I don't like this area.
Oh, Lord.
I'm leaving.
You're not leaving. You've been saying that for the last
I really
four years.
Am. The business is in the crapper. My money source is gone, so now I really am going.
I don't believe you.
It is.
I don't believe you.
It's gone.
I don't believe
it's
you.
Gone like the Django figures.
You're lying.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. Look in these eyes.
I see lies, lies,
look
lies.
In these eyes while I send you a picture. Snap one right now, covertly under the
oh
desk.
Oh, my God, no. John, stop.
Going to work a little of the beanbag into it, too. Just a tasteful
stop
suggestion.
It. Oh, my God.
I call it ball cleavage.
Stop it.
Okay.
You are so gross. He's not really taking a picture. I
sure
promise.
I am. That's why the show's
no,
ground
you're not.
To a halt.
Stop it.
All right. Do you want a video or a picture?
I'm leaving early.
I can
I'm
do them both.
Right now.
I can do a couple
of I'll
just
stop
frames.
Talking, and then you'll have to get
I've done solo
back.
Shows. I've done entire solo shows. You think I can't do 8 minutes? Come on. Come on.
John.
Missed call. Who called?
Probably your brother.
Oh, Tony.
Ooh, Tony.
My good buddy, Tony.
I don't know Tony.
Tony's good people.
You should have him come out tonight.
No, Tony lives in Stafford. He's an hour away.
So? When I
So
lived...
contribute something on the Django figures.
I,
One bit
I
of insight.
Did.
One bit of insight.
I did. I don't
what
have
was
an
your
opinion.
Insight?
I don't know. I would have to know why they're saying they're
offensive.
Your
angle was, I don't have an opinion. I don't know.
I don't.
They're saying
don't,
it's offensive I'm, because it's slave-related.
Well,
because
I
the
would,
movie is a little over the top, if you will.
I haven't seen the movie yet, but I have heard that it
they
is.
They say a certain word a lot.
Yeah, I heard about that. And I heard, what was it? Spike, whatever his last name is, freaked out and got annoyed.
Spike Lee.
Yeah. Whatever. He's overrated.
Bruce Lee's brother.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
You're lying.
No. Why would they have the same last name otherwise?
I don't know, because a million people have the last name of Lee.
That's racist as S.
No, it's not.
Absolutely is.
No, it's not.
They're related.
Okay, fine. The related.
You didn't buy my lie properly.
No.
You took all the fun out of it.
I know. I like to deflate you.
I just think it's BS. It's too
politically
correct. I like
to see the disappointment on your face.
Well, just look at my face the whole show. Whole time. Anytime the mic opens and your voice comes out, just watch my face.
I don't have to come here, John.
I appreciate it every time you do.
Lies.
I'll slip you a tensy so I can subsidize the majority of your Fuddruckers burger.
Totally.
Not all of
Fuddruckers.
It. Some.
I want a veggie burger.
Why would you go to Fuddruckers and buy that crap?
Because I don't eat meat anymore.
When did this happen?
Starting this year. January 1.
I did that. I went 5-something years without eating meat. I lost a lot of weight doing that, too.
Exactly.
It was a very smart move. The girl I wanted to screw who was a vegetarian, she went back to eating meat like a year later.
Mm-hmm. She put on a ton of weight.
We were at college at that point. I don't really remember. She probably did, but just with age. But I didn't bang her. That's what's important about this story. So if you're doing this to impress some hippie boy, because I know that's your type.
No. Oh, my God. No. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Seriously?
You're into the mom's organic market, Whole Foods scene.
No, I'm not.
The guy with his dreads pulled back.
What are you talking about?
Loading those fresh orchard apples.
Yeah, that's totally my type.
The stands of the collective.
Totally my type.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together how long?
I
think I've learned a thing or two.
Yeah. Love me a tree hugger.
The stench of patchouli strong.
I don't think I've dated a Democrat in 10 years.
Are you really conservative? Or I thought you were a Democrat.
No. I'm more... I say I'm moderate. I agree with both sides on different topics. But
yes.
I'm more conservative than I am liberal.
Interesting.
I'm way more conservative than anything.
I usually end up screwing Democrats, but I date a lot of Republicans. Then I don't get to bang them and I get bored.
Oh, my God.
What? It's just how it works out. And then they hear my show and then they stop talking to me. It happens a lot.
I love your show. I think it's funny.
I don't care about politics. I mean,
me either.
I'm pretty,
well, I guess,
leftish or whatever the Democrats are.
Really?
Yeah, for the most part. I like killing babies. I don't like free money for the poor, though. Screw them. What? What?
Nothing, dude. I got nothing.
I know. It's okay. I got more topics. I'm just letting it die for a second.
Mm-hmm. Why? You act like this is the most painful thing in the world.
Because I can.
It makes me feel bad.
Because it's like having a little baby that I can hold underwater for a bit.
Cry.
And then I pull it out.
Oh, my God.
And it starts gasping and I can go, I saved your life.
You're sick.
No, I'm
not. The fact that that thought even ran through your mind.
Haven't you ever seen the Joy Luck Club?
You need a child.
To kill?
No.
Who's the sick one now, Veronica?
You need a child.
I don't need a child. I need a better income and a career.
You need to knock up some girl, have some babies.
Please don't curse me with that.
You do. Your mom will love me.
She would like kids,
you
but
need
she
a
would
baby.
Like she would like us having adult lives first. She doesn't want babies having babies.
Well, both of y'all are pushing 40, so maybe you should get out.
Pushing
that.
40. I'm 31. So
I know,
technically,
I kid.
You are really grinding your taco against 40 at 30.
Oh my God, stop!
You're 32.
Right? No, I hate you.
You're 32.
No,
the
I'm
big
not.
32.
I'm 26. I've been lying to you all these years.
Did your ovaries drop out yet,
John?
What?
Seriously?
What?
Do you want me to throw something at your face?
Sorry, I thought a woman hit 30 and it was like a yo-yo that
not
someone
really.
Couldn't use properly.
I'm
just
checking
goes,
my phone now.
And down it dangles. It's fine. You can check your phone. We've only got a couple minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about Subway subs.
What about them?
They're getting sued.
Because they lied about it, their sub being 12 inches.
Look who reads the news.
It can't be a woman suing
Look
them because we're used to being
news.
Lied to about inches.
You know what? I bet that did kill with some women in the audience. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Don't tap so loud. You're like a little Counting Clydesdale. They're getting
my
sued.
Knees banging and the phone chirping and the...
Yeah, that's true.
I calmed down a lot.
The babaloo. They're getting sued by a couple of guys in New Jersey who I think went to about 10 different Subways and found that none of the footlong subs are over 11 inches.
I want a buck back for every footlong
yeah, they're
sub
saying
I've ever
it,
bought.
For the $5 footlongs, it averages with tax to about 55 cents
per inch?
Of sandwich. Yeah, per inch. So you're getting screwed out of 55 cents per sale.
Yeah, women are used to getting screwed on inches, so...
See, I never got that. I always am very honest about what I'm packing.
Lies.
And my height, because they're going to find out soon enough.
Why do guys lie about their height? I don't get it.
That one I really don't get.
Like, that one's like the so junk, obvious.
Yeah, the junk, it's like, well, they're already in bed.
Yeah.
Like, are they really going to be like, what?
It's only what?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. But
they'll try to work with it.
Yeah. But I wear 4-inch heels, which makes me like 5'11 usually. Mm-hmm. So if you're telling me that you're at least 5'11 and you're coming in 2 inches shorter than me in my heels, we got a problem and I'm probably annoyed.
Oh, Will texted that eBay is based in San Fran, which is liberal as all hell. And that's why he thinks they got yanked. Not a bad theory.
Ah, I see. Okay.
I thought they sold some crazy crap on there, though.
What he was talking about.
Oh, and then he sent another cack pic.
No.
Oh, just one. We'll keep him up. She was a fan.
Stop it.
And then draw a smiley face on your butt.
Oh, my God.
And send that one, too. Simpson style.
You're so wrong.
I am not a crook. Or nose. I am not a butt. That was Bart's line. God damn it.
Fail.
I botched.
Fail.
I botched. 50 minutes in. I was so close. So close. I could see the border. How do you feel about this? See, I'm going to ask your opinions. Mm-hmm. And you don't.
My opinions?
I'm going to ask your opinions. That's
plural?
What? Yeah.
You making that plural, boy.
I don't even know where that was going. Yeah, I'm going to ask your opinion on Subway. How do you feel about them getting sued for this?
Where did the accent come from? You know what? It's
Michigan.
Subway. Who cares? I don't know. I don't care so much.
You don't care about anything.
Because.
Just pretend you care. I don't care about anything.
So bad
I just
want to
get home and play my video games and fall asleep and have my kitten suffocate me again. 30 minutes
into
my nap.
Why do you care if I don't care?
Because everyone needs to pretend to care on the radio.
Okay. I
you can't listen to a show if I don't care.
Because
meh.
I think people sue over the stupidest
this
things.
This isn't stupid, though.
This is stupid.
No. If you're going to advertise something as 12 inches, it better be 12 inches.
Men lie about that.
Okay. That's the same lie
every
three times.
Day. Who cares?
This is a business, not a
Do
man.
Do you enjoy the sandwich?
This isn't the Pillsbury Doughboy trying to screw you with a baguette dick. This is a proprietor of
so,
a sandwich.
Clearly, you think that you should get a refund of some sort. Correct?
I think it's screwed up to say you're selling a 12-inch sandwich and it's not 12 inches. If I said I'm selling you a pound of beef, if I'm part of a Mexican drug cartel and I sell you a pound of cocaine
because
or
you're not,
a kilo,
but you're
and it's not really a kilo, what happens?
They don't break it down per inch. You buy the sandwich. You're not paying per pound for sandwich. You're not paying
Yeah, they're
per
not saying it's
length.
Light on that. You're paying per length. You are literally paying for length. You are buying a foot-long sandwich.
So you think they should reduce their prices by a 12th? Is
they
that what you're saying?
They should make the buns 1 foot long. We've all had their bread. It
Maybe
sucks.
Some of them are. Maybe they just had a very small sample to choose from.
They went to 10 different ones.
Out of how many Subway sandwich shops in the country?
If you think Subway doesn't dedicate millions to teaching its people to make the same sandwich
all over
the...
So you think they should change their advertising to say our 11-inch sub
no,
and our 5.5-inch
sub? Get off your lazy ass
sub.
And put a little bit more dough in each bun. No more meat and veggies. God forbid you put that in your crappy sandwiches. Just a little more bread. Even
yes,
more than is already there.
Because that's what America needs. More processed carbs.
I'm just saying.
Who cares? Oh, my God. This is
you
the most
should.
Ridiculous story ever.
It's really not. It's really not. How is it ridiculous? That's just people screwing
people are
you. Subway's
stupid.
Huge.
People are stupid.
Would you care if Starbucks was selling 20-ounce coffees and they turned out to be like 16 ounces?
That's a bit of a difference.
Yeah. So is an extra
if it
inch.
Was, if it was 19 and a half, I might.
Not
I,
the same.
I wouldn't care.
18 versus 20, about the same ratio.
I wouldn't care, and I will tell you what, at different Starbucks, they fill them up to different levels. I don't care. It doesn't make me angry.
I like how passionate you are about your indifference.
Go get a damn
life. Do I sound angry? I'm trying to make filler for the show.
You're making me angry because making me think I should care about this, and who cares?
I care. I do care.
I hope you choke on a 12-inch sub.
I don't buy that crap
today.
For the most part.
Why?
I go to a real Dago sub shop where they use real meats.
Real meats?
Yeah.
Why is everything plural?
Real meatses. There. I gave meatses, plural to the plural.
Hippopotamuses.
I don't touch Subway if I can help it. Place is a hellhole.
Why? I don't mind Subway.
Oh, really? Then you should care even more. Why is it I who don't go to Subway?
This conversation's making me hungry.
You want to go to Fuddruckers?
Yeah, so I can get a veggie sandwich.
What a waste. Why don't you go to Ruth's Chris and get some broccoli?
Okay. I totally would. Broccoli and potatoes.
You've been listening to Papa's Basement. An exhaustive Papa's Basement.
I love you, John.
Yeah. I've been here. I, John Papagiorgio, at Papa's Basement on Twitter, if you want me there. And who wouldn't after this? We can talk Subway and porn and kittens. Been here with Veronica Johnson. You want to get a hold of Veronica. She's not on Twitter, but go to facebook.com/Papa's Basement, and you can find her pretty quickly that way.
Yeah.
Other than that, inpapasbasement.com is the show's website with new episodes of this uploaded every Monday and every Thursday. And a bit of my writing as well to go along with that, in case you can't listen to an MP3 at work for some reason. I think that's it. Going to Fuddruckers for veggies now. Goodbye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way, it's a mighty hard climb.